Okay, so we started yesterday, Simon Kuf Chof Ches Siv Chof. We started learning the halachas. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur himself is a Kohen? How does he duchen? Does he duchen? Does he not duchen? And we started that. Let me just recap again, Shulchan Aruch Siv Chof, the beginning. Im Shliach Tzibur Kohen, if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen himself. So then it depends. There's a huge difference as to whether there are other Kohenim or not. Im Yeshem Kohenim Acherim, if there are other Kohenim present, Lo Yisrael Kapov, he should not duchen. There's other Kohenim. Don't go and duchen for the Shliach Tzibur. Don't say Birkas Kohenim if there are other Kohenim there. You'll miss the mitzvah, but you are a chazan, so you can't dance in both chazanes. Other people should not ask him to go up and duchen or to wash his hands in preparation for duchening. But if other people were made a mistake and asked him, yeah, you go up and duchen, then he has to go up to over ba'asei imenu oile. Then he's going to be vatal asei, as we mentioned earlier, that once he's been asked, he has to go up. But ideally, he should not be asked. There are the kohenim there, and he, in turn, is a chazan, he should not duchen. However, va'afilu menshom kohen. Now, Shulchan Aruch continues and says, even if there are no other kohenim there, Elohu, there's only him. He is the chazan, and he's the only kohen around. Lo yiso es kapov, he should not duchen. Elohim Kain, unless Muftach lo shiyachzor letfilosoi, he'll be able to straight after duchening go back, turn around, and continue to daven for the Amud beloy teiruf das without making any mistake. He will not get confused. He's able. He can multitask. He can duchen and then after straight away back go turn around and say Sim Shalom without getting confused. Sheimu muftach bekach, if he's convinced, he will not make a mistake. Kevin Shencham Kohen Elohu, since there is no other Kohen besides him, Yisrael is Kapov. He can duchan. Kedei Shalit Ispal Nisiyas Kapayim, in order not to be mevatel and cancel of altogether Nisiyas Kapayim. Feketzat Yaseh. How should he do so? Yakoy Raglov, he should uproot his feet me'at, slightly, ba'avoida, he should turn round v'yoyma, and he should say ad v'lecha noel lehoidois. He needs to turn around a little bit because it's an element of walk of akir, of walking towards and stepping towards duchening. So he needs to do that as well. So he needs to turn round v'yale leduchen. He should go up to duchen v'yvach b'yakas kohenim. He should say b'yakas kohenim v'yakrei loy ache, and another person should call out yivarech echa, etc., etc., etc. So the Messiah Machazan Sim Shalom, after Birkas Kohenim, he turns around again and he starts saying Sim Shalom. Vima Makke Kiven Litfila Shliach Tzibur Metchile Vatzoif. If the Makke can be Mechavim to Tfila Shliach Tzibur from the beginning to end, Adif Tfei Shisayim Makke Sim Shalom. If it's possible that the Makke, the one who says Yivarech Echa, instead of the Kohen Chazan, if he can actually call out Yivarech Echa and go through the Birkas Kohenim, and afterwards say Sim Shalom, that's even better. In other words, if you can swap round Yivarech Echa, that the Kohen says the Birkas Kohenim, and at that point he's subbed by somebody else, and that sub continues into Sim Shalom, that's better yet. Rabbi say, is this the minhag, that if there is one Kohen, and he is the Chazan, that he says Birkas Kohenim, is that the minhag? Have you ever experienced that? It's quite rare.
Seen it once.
So, if he doesn't make a mistake, if he's sure he doesn't make a mistake, he can do it. I want to add that this element of making or being sure not to make a mistake actually applies nowadays to everybody. Why is that? To every Kohen. Why is that? Why is it sure nowadays that no Kohen is going to make a mistake? Of course. Because nowadays we use the Siddur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Seif Cotton, I involve Moftach lo shiachso veledidon shemispal mitoy chasidam have a kemoftach lo shiachso letfilosei. Nowadays, everybody is considered somebody who is for sure not going to make a mistake. He's got a siddur. There's no reason why I should get confused. Now we learned. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a difference over here. Is there other kohenim present? Yes or no? If there are other kohenim present, he should not duchen. He should just be a chazan, stick to being a chazan.
We do that.
Oh, we'll get to that in 1 second. If there are other kohenim present, he should just be a chazan. If there's nobody else, then if it's muftach loy or there's a siddur, he should then do duchening because Kiddush is batel nisyas gapayim. Very good. Is that really what we do? Is that really what we do? That if there's other kohanim present, the kohen chazan does not duchen. Is that really what we do? So you mentioned yesterday, that's not the minhag. Where does that come from? Shulchan Aruch is explicit that if there are other kohanim, he should not duchen. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? How does that make sense? It's a question.
No, it makes sense. It's just not what we do.
It's not what we do. Right. So where does that come from? That. So the answer is that there is over here, and I'm going to skip the Mishnah Berurah straight away in order to go to the Shai Tzion Nitziv Katan Samach Dalet. And it's one of the pretty rare occasions that we're going to see a Shai Tzion that is really a huge, huge revolution. Samach Dalet says as follows. Now he says, V'das ha-prichodosh, the opinion of the prichodosh is, le-hokel bazeh, to be lenient, k'she-muftach, if he's convinced he will not make a mistake, or, as you mentioned, if he's got a siddur, af b'yeish kanim acherim, even if there are other kanim present, if he's a chazan, he is allowed to duchen. He's allowed to be a kanim. V'deloi ka-shulchan aruch, unlike the words of the Shulchan Aruch, who made a distinction as to whether there are the kohanim or there are not the kohanim. Who v'makim shenoagu kvosei, places that have the minik, like the prichodosh, efsa could be she'elim chos biodom, don't be merchid, don't have to protest. We have over here a Shulchan Aruch that explicitly says, the kohen only duchens if there are no other kohanim there. Well, if he's a chazan, right? Chazan, kohen, he's only going to duchen if there are no other kohanim. If there are other kohanim, he should just stick to be a shliach tzibur. The Shai Tzion mentions the Prichodosh, who says that no, actually the minute that is the Prichodosh actually disagrees, and the Prichodosh goes unlike, it goes straight opposite the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says no, actually, if he knows he's not going to make a mistake, he can actually duchen even if there are the kohanim there. This seems to be the minhag in most places. Yeah.
It's only because that as Shit Sibu, you shouldn't get confused.
Right, so and that's
when we have Sirun today, none of it applies.
Right, so the answer to that question is actually machloek is achonim. Most achonim, you're right, that's exactly where Prichodosh is coming from. That's where Prichodosh, but most achonim don't agree with that. Yeah.
So why would it be, why should it be that the Kohen Shit Sibu shouldn't
duchen? Why should he not duchen? Because the Mishnah Berurah said yesterday in Sivkotten Ein. In Sivkotten Ein Beis, he says that besides the element of getting confused, there's also a problem of Akira Mimkoimoy. To step away is a very controversial thing. He shouldn't really.
What about washing hands?
So he's going to be soimich on the opinion of the Rambam. That is a very good question, actually. He's going to be soimich on the opinion of the Rambam. You don't have to wash hands. Once you wash Tfilas in the Tilas Yam Shel Shachris, you don't have to wash your hands in the opinion of the Rambam. He will have to slip off the shoes. Yeah, he'll have to do that. That's part of the problem of Vikas Leglam, I suppose. Yeah. So just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned that there is a machloekas with regards the Shliach Tzibur who is a Koyen. So we learned that if there are other Kohanim present, he should not duchen, says the Shulchan Aruch. If there are no other Kohanim present, says the Shulchan Aruch, that he should duchen if he knows he's not going to make a mistake. We learned the opinion of the Prichodosh disagrees with the former point, and he said that even if there are other kohanim present, he may duchen, and this is the Prichodosh says. The Prichodosh says you're allowed to rely on that, and Mishnah Berurah passed in Shai Tzion that there are people who are noig like that, and people who are noig like that, it's fine. He seems to be a shtickle b'diavet. So if you're starting a new shul, it sounds like a little bit. Don't know what you think. Elim chois b'yodam. If you're about to open up a shul and you are the gabo, you're the rav. So then, what would you do? What kind of minhag would you establish? Pardon? Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. Maybe it's mokum. Maybe it's the shul is a mokum on its own. Good hour. So anyway, it sounds like it's a shtickle about the evet. Honest is that fixed minhag. Okay, more on that. Tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, and a Mazel Tov again, Grüße Simcha.